I'm urging rejection of the request for reimbursement made by CL&T for $414 million. In effect, CL&T is asking customers to pay for losing power. The damage that was done should be borne by the utility, not by the ratepayers. And $414 million works out to about $400 per customer. And that is simply wrong for customers to have to pay. The request, for example, for $175 million in connection with the snowstorm, when people went without power for 5, 7, 10 days, is simply adding insult to injury.
Under the state law right now, can that utility legally make this request?
The utility certainly can make the request, but it ought to be rejected. And the state regulators should say no to this request, which is unacceptable and unjustified. And that's why I'm urging that they decline to give the reimbursement to CL&T out of the pockets of ratepayers.
And you're also seeking the reports on compensation of the executives at NSTAR, which purchased Northeast Utilities.
CL&T has declined to provide information about compensation of their top executives, which I think the public has a right to know. And until they provide that information, there should be no reimbursement.
Are you satisfied with the response to the more recent storms by the utilities, since the such as Sandy and some of the big snowstorms we have? Have they improved since Irene?
The responses have improved, but the company still has more work to do and can improve further. And that's why the reimbursement ought to be conditioned, if there is any whatsoever, on continued improvement. And it certainly shouldn't be at the level of $414 million.
You, of course, were the attorney general before you became the senator. What was the conditions of the utilities back then? Are you seeing improvement since you were the AG and now that you're a senator?
I regularly opposed higher rates when I was attorney general. And this reimbursement request is, in effect, an increase in rates, because it means that additional dollars are added to the base charge that is imposed on all consumers every month for months to come. And that is simply wrong.